Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, and we have such a timely guest. We have the Senior Mobility Manager from DOSA, Shari Batone, here, and the importance is, for anybody looking out a window today, it was another sloppy day driving getting around. It's not just driving, it's getting around in general.
Yes.
So just give us some updates. First of all, what you cover for DOSA, which is the most important thing, actually. I know what you do, but I want to make sure everybody else does. Yeah, we all do, but that's wrong.
The outside audience.
The outside audience. Yes. So, even like Parker getting their address. It's a good point, Jerry.
Yeah.
Right. I am the Senior Mobility Manager, and my role is to help seniors in the town of North Hempstead to get around the town. So that involves managing a very busy taxi transportation program for food shopping and for medical transportation. And later on, I can provide more details about that. But I also help people to connect to accessible transportation if there is a need. And there are some folks that want to use programs for temporarily because of weather or for, a temporary medical situation or what have you. And so I help people to get around within the town, how to figure out how to get outside the town for appointments that are beyond programs in the town. So.
And that's 311.
Yes.
Anybody who needs anything from you.
Any questions, please call 311 or 869-6311, and they will get a quick call back from me. So I'm here today to provide some tips. I bet anyone out there probably has experience in traveling in ice and snow, but you know, we know there's some things that maybe folks may not know, and if it helps them to stay a little bit safer, then why not? I'm from Buffalo originally, so I feel like
you're
uniquely qualified in this realm.
Last year, when Judy Bosworth was being installed, the morning of her installation, my wife and I left the house with the intentions of going to it.
Yes.
Her second step right off the stoop and broke a wrist.
Oh,
so we spent the morning in North Shore. I texted Judy and said, we're not making it. And we got to North Shore. There was two people ahead of us. And at one point, if you remember that day, it was vicious, there was a line going out into the parking lot. I'm not kidding you. Every one of those little boots was taken, and it was the head or wrist.
Yeah. Wow.
And a lot of the x-rays, the doctor told me, a lot of them are coming back broke. So it's so important that people listen to you and pay attention.
It is very important. And last year we had something around 17 snowstorms.
Wow.
This year we've had only a couple, but about 2 weeks ago on a Sunday, we had terrible ice that was unexpected because it was raining.
Okay.
And people looked outside and they did not expect that there was a sheet of ice underneath. So, and I believe that was a record number. Might have been, you know, the record just beating out the day that wife unfortunately slipped. But I think the local hospitals, it was a record day for them in terms of slips and falls due to ice. So why don't we talk about the ice first?
Good.
Assume that, first of all, even if it's raining, there could be ice underneath. And any dark patches that might just look wet on slate or even brick, you can't even see the coating, a thin coating of ice. Assume there is an
black ice.
Yeah. Correct. And walk very carefully. Hold on wherever you can, leaving your house if there's a handrail. Make sure you're wearing gloves because if your hands are out of your pockets, once you're walking, you can stabilize yourself should you lose your balance.
That's a good point, people put their hands in their pockets to stay warm.
Right.
Then you're falling. You're going to break your nose. You're going head first and that's it, or wherever you're going. Okay.
And make sure you wear the right kind of shoes for the weather. So wear a boot with a deep tread. I'm looking around. You guys
here.
Are wearing. Yours
right.
are dress shoes. They're probably a little flat on the bottom. But look for something with a deep tread. You could also buy something that slips on over your shoe. And it's strappy, and it has little cleat-like points on them. Mm. I think they might be called trackers. They sell them all over. And that'll just help you to get a grip on the ground.
Just touching it. Trackers.
Yes.
Now, that's a tremendous one, because a lot of seniors wind up, this is my mother I know specifically, they can only put on certain shoes like Velcro. So they're only as good as they're going to be.
That's a good point. But if you have a tracker, yes.
She doesn't, you know, like certain shoes, she can't get them on. That's all there is to it. A tracker would take that shoe and make it snow.
It makes any shoe a show.
It stretches over. Right. It's not solid like the old-fashioned rubbers that would fit over the gentleman's fancy
shoes.
They have straps, so they and you pull them and they do hold on tight to your shoe.
Terrific.
So
that's
check
great.
That out.
Okay.
And there's also sprays that makes the bottom of your shoe have a little more attackiness for more traction. But of course, you know, dress for the elements because you're going to have to spend time, you know, cleaning off your car and being outside, and you want to make sure that you're warm. But your hood should not be so big that you can't see and look out where, you know, before you're crossing the road or when you're driving to be able to turn and look before changing lanes.
But the thing you've always said is plan ahead.
Yes.
Don't wait till there's a layer of ice on the street to say, I've got to go out and get a quart of milk. Get it the day before.
Yes. So first of all, let's talk about going out. If you look outside and you see your newspaper out there and you just want to go out in your flip-flops or slippers, don't. Put on proper shoes before you step out for anything. And then to your point, bad weather's forecasted. We know it's coming up. So do everything you need to in advance. Get your prescriptions filled. Pay that bill. Stock up on food. There should be no reason on the snowstorm day to go out. Plan to stay in. Plan to watch movies, read a book, talk on the phone, catch up with family, whatever it is, plan to be in. But if you absolutely must go out because the winter is long and a day like this, roads seem clear. And so you figured, okay, today's the day to stock up because tomorrow, actually, the temperature is going to drop and it could be icy. So if you must go out, there are some tips for you. You should keep your gas tank filled in the event you get stuck. Last year, as you recall, I think it was late March, many people made the mistake of getting on the LIE when conditions were very poor and they were stuck for hours and people run out of gas.
Right.
This happens all the time in upstate New York. So it was the first time I heard it happen here. You should keep your cell phone charged in advance whenever you hear of bad weather coming, and then keep an extra charger in your car. Make sure that your car has been maintained. So when you get your gas filled, have one of the guys check, or ladies who happen to be working there, check all your fluids, the antifreeze, the wiper fluid, and make sure your wipers are wiped down and functioning so that they, when they do work, they're not obstructing your view of the road. How are we doing for time?
Okay. Oh, we're good.
Okay.
Actually,
good.
I'm going to throw something in with the wipers, which I'm terrible at. My brother-in-law always, I run out of the liquid.
Yes.
And then, like a day, like a couple of days ago, you push and you hear squeak, squeak, nothing's coming off. And
not good for the windshield.
Again, it's just
either,
it's simple maintenance, but I'm one of those.
Yes.
I go to E before I fill up.
And sometimes they have leaks in the line. So you're draining fluid more than you should. So what you should do is keep in the trunk of your car a whole bunch of items, including wiper fluid and a funnel if needed to be able to pour it in.
Okay.
Some other things to keep in your trunk, blanket, flares, hazard triangles, just in case you need to forewarn cars that you're stalled out or stranded. Some abrasive material like salt or sand, maybe even a traction mat or a piece of cardboard, just in case you need to get out of a spot. A shovel. Shovel shouldn't just stay at your house. You need a little shovel because you could get stuck somewhere. You know, if you're parked at work all day or volunteering somewhere,
you
come out to your car, you might need to dig out a little bit. So just know you should, you know, keep something stocked, plan ahead. I think it's helpful to keep a little spritz of glass cleaner and maybe a rag or some paper, roll of paper towels just to clear off to make sure that
If you're going to be stranded for a long time, martini shaker maybe or no?
Well, not if you're driving.
No, for your passengers.
For your passengers.
The passengers. You know, it's funny. The stuff that you're saying, people are probably saying, oh, why?
Yeah.
Until something happens.
Right.
And then you wish it that there's consequences. And by not taking a little preemptive action, like what you're saying, which is so true, I don't have some of these things. But you're right. Right. I've been in situations where the tires are spinning.
Yes.
And I'm just going back and forth. Fortunately, I've managed to get out each time. But, you know, there's going to come a day when you don't.
A good time to check that so-called list is when you get a new car or buy a new car and you transfer the stuff from one to the other. Think through, do I have this? Keep this mental list in mind. And you won't be caught short.
Right.
I mean, I just did that a week ago and I realized that I didn't have a couple of things. I went in the house and got them. Got a new flashlight, stuff like that.
Right.
Just to, you know, it's, you know, you don't think of it from day to day, but when you get a new car,
and it doesn't take up that much room, right? I mean, you get
nothing.
A section
right.
in the corner of the trunk, and you're done for good.
And it's important to have a scraper and a brush that's long.
Yeah.
The one I have in my car is kind of telescopic, so it can go. Pull out be really long, which is helpful because I have one of those mini SUVs. So you need to clean off the entire roof of the car.
Right.
You know, you can't drive around with a pile of snow. Or
isn't
it
that
a
ticket now, a violation? Or am I wrong?
In New Jersey.
In
Connecticut, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania,
there
is a law. I think it's called the ice missile law in Connecticut. But just checked yesterday, and it's not a law in New York State, but it's common sense.
Yeah, of course
and
it is.
It would be a liability issue, just as if you left an object on top of your car and it injured somebody. That actually happened in New Jersey, I believe. So it's very dangerous. And, of course, if you stop short, everything can fall onto your windshield, and suddenly you can't see, and you're in the middle of a busy roadway.
Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. You've been listening to Project Independence on You on 88.1 with Shari Bitton, who is the Senior Mobility Manager for DOSA and is giving us some tremendous information. We're right back.